Republican State Senator Michael Knapik of Westfield is going to resign this Friday and begin work next Monday in a newly created position at Westfield State University. Knapik said he will work closely with the university president and the Westfield State Foundation board in advancing the university's mission.
I felt that it dovetailed well with, you know, my many years working in the public sector as a member of the legislature, working as an advocate for higher education for Westfield State and Playa Community, which is also in my district.
Knapik was first elected to the Massachusetts House in 1991 and then the Senate in 1994. He is the ranking Republican on the Senate Ways and Means Committee and has served on more state budget conference committees than any other current legislator. He said the decision to leave the legislature for the new job was driven in part by a desire to spend more time with his wife and their two teenage children.
For me, it was a personal decision. At that point in my career, an opportunity presented itself.
Knapik is a moderate Republican whose work on behalf of his constituents was praised by Democratic State Senator Gail Kandaris of Wilbraham.
On Western Massachusetts issues, we spoke with one voice. When it came to advocating for projects and for funding, there was no dispute. There's no Democratic or Republican ideology when it comes to making sure that our districts got what they're entitled to get.
Kandaris said Knapik's resignation will be a great loss to the Senate.
He is a wonderful orator, clear thinker. He's got a great wit.
Knapik's resignation will leave just three Republicans in the 40-member Senate. Tim Buckley, a spokesman for the Massachusetts Republican Party, said the prospects for holding on to the seat in the resulting special election are very good.
You know, Senator Knapik won re-election, you know, time and time again there. It's a district that we look forward to competing for and winning in the upcoming special election, and we're pretty positive we're going to have some great candidates on the ballot.
Republican State Representative Donald Humison of Westfield is seen as a likely candidate. Mike Franco, a conservative activist who has run unsuccessfully for elected office, announced he was forming an exploratory committee. Cecilia Calabrese, a Republican activist from Agawam who said she is not a candidate, believes it is important to retain a Republican voice from Western Massachusetts in the Senate.
When you have such an off balance of power as far as basic philosophy goes, there's a vast community of concerns and people that aren't being heard.
The Senate district, known officially as the 2nd Hamden and Hampshire District, includes the cities of Westfield, Agawam, East Hampton, Holyoke, and part of Chicopee, along with the towns of Granville, Montgomery, Russell, Southampton, Southwick, and Toland. Even as he lost to Ed Markey, Republican Gabriel Gomez carried the district by 8 percentage points in June's special election for U.S. Senate. While Knapik said he expects the full Senate will vote to schedule a special election to fill the seat, it could remain vacant until a new legislature is elected in November 2014. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.